From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a protest march in Washington Saturday, showing opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world, including Antarctica. Actor and activist America Ferrera spoke before the so-called Women's March here in Washington.
We are gathered here and across the country and around the world today to say, Mr. Trump, we refuse.
President Trump left the White House before the protesters' scheduled arrival time there for a previously planned visit to CIA headquarters.
Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted. And you're going to get so much backing.
CIA visit was an apparent bid to mend fences and meet with top security officials, because in the past, Mr. Trump has sharply criticized the U.S. intelligence community. He had been at odds with U.S. intelligence since President Obama asked them to look into whether alleged Russian hacking helped Mr. Trump win the election. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought his nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh's departure opens the way now for the transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago. Barrow, who was sworn in Thursday at Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal, now expected to return to Gambia. This is VOA News. Citing demands of the U.S. presidential transition, the United States says it will not send a delegation to preliminary Syrian peace talks this week in Kazakhstan and will instead send the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss everything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of an ongoing truce and to humanitarian issues. At least 27 people were killed, scores injured in a train accident in India's southeastern state Andhra Pradesh. Railway officials said 8 coaches of the train derailed, fell off the track. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that the tragedy was saddening and said the railway ministry was working to ensure quick relief and rescue operations. Railway officials said investigations are underway to determine the cause of the accident. A powerful earthquake struck today off Papua New Guinea, but caused no reported damage or injuries, and it was centered very deep underground. The U.S. Geological Survey has updated the magnitude of the quake in the Bougainville region to 7.9 from an earlier estimate of 8.0. The survey says the depth of the quake was 136 kilometers and that any threat of a tsunami has passed. French voters going to the polls today for the first round of leftist primaries, but most expecting the governing socialists to be ousted from power when presidential elections occur later this year that will center on issues like the economy as well as immigration and terrorism. We go now to Lisa Bryant in Paris for our report.
During 5 years of socialist rule, France weathered 3 major terrorist attacks, a struggling economy, and the migrant crisis, best seen in the now dismantled Calais jungle camp. Many French voters have criticized how the left handled these issues. President François Hollande has become so unpopular, he decided not to run for re-election. The 7 who are on the primary ballot include former Prime Minister Manuel Valls and 3 other ex-ministers. They have sparred in debates over whether to take the party further left or further right. But polls indicate voters are looking elsewhere, to conservative candidate François Fillon, to maverick former economy minister Emmanuel Macron, and to far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who wants to close borders, end immigration, and hold a Frexit referendum on leaving the EU. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And on Saturday, European nationalist leaders came together in Germany in a show of strength in a year that will include big election contest. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.